The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has now overturned three sentences issued under California's controversial three strikes law. Yesterday, the court called two lengthy sentences imposed under the law cruel and unusual punishment. That follows a ruling last November on a third case, the case of Leandro Andrade. Evan Lee is a professor of criminal law at the University of California, Hastings College of Law. He says the earlier ruling, Andrade, paved the way for yesterday's decision.
The defendant in Andrade was sentenced to 50 years to life for two petty theft convictions, the prior two strikes having been three residential burglaries. And so for these two petty theft convictions, he got 50 years to life without the possibility of parole. And another panel of the Ninth Circuit held that the 50 years to life was grossly disproportionate to the two petty theft convictions, and so declared it to be cruel and unusual punishment.
And the appeals court on Thursday basically said that no one could get this kind of sentence for a petty theft?
The court in this last case, the one that was decided yesterday, Brown, said that there's really no difference between Mr. Brown's case and the Andrade case. Brown was sentenced to 25 to life for taking a $25 steering wheel alarm. The Andrade case involves a 50-year sentence, but that's for two petty theft convictions. So it's really the same thing. It's 25 for one, 50 for two. So the court in Brown, Judge Berzon, said there's really no difference between this case and the Andrade case, and so we're required to do the same thing in this case, which is declare it unconstitutional.
So what does this mean for the people who are indeed serving these long sentences for crimes like shoplifting in California?
Well, it gives them hope. It gives them hope that the United States Supreme Court will either deny review in the case and leave both Andrade and Brown standing as the law, or that perhaps, and I think there's a lesser chance of this, that the Supreme Court will take the case and uphold the Ninth Circuit on this. But certainly anybody, it's reported that there's somewhere around 300 or 350 people currently incarcerated in the state of California on third strikes for petty theft, which is what both the Andrade case and the Brown case involve. And should these rulings stand, I would have to think that they'll all be able to get relief from the Ninth Circuit.
Might it extend to other nonviolent offenses?
It could. These rulings, Andrade and Brown, could apply to other prisoners who have been incarcerated for nonviolent third strikes, but I think only if their third strike was what prosecutors refer to as a wobbler, which is a crime that can be punished either as a misdemeanor or a felony at the discretion of the court.
Likely to go to other states. I mean, that would be an issue for the Supreme Court, certainly, because California has the harshest three-strike law, I mean, in the country. One of them, anyway.
Yes, that's true, and it so happens that none of the other four states that have somewhat similar three-strike laws are in the Ninth Circuit. The other states are Rhode Island, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Texas, and none of them is in the so-called Ninth Circuit. But if the U.S. Supreme Court takes this up, and if the Supreme Court were to uphold the Ninth Circuit on this, then yes, of course, there would be ramifications for those other states as well, I believe.
Evan Lee is professor of criminal law at the University of California, Hastings College of Law. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.